This past weekend, Berkshire Theatre Group opened its production of the Pulitzer Prize-winning American playwright Edward Albee's The Goat, or Who is Sylvia? Directed by Eric Hill. Three-time Pulitzer Prize winner Edward Albee's most provocative, daring, and controversial play since Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? The Goat, or Who is Sylvia, was Albee's return to Broadway in 2002 after an absence of nearly 20 years. The play went on to win all the major awards for Best Play of the Year in 2002, including the Tony. Martin, played by BTG's, the best, David Atkins, long time pro, absolutely.
Long time pro.
Regular. Favorite.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Favorite's good, too.
Favorite's good. A successful architect who has just turned 50 is Martin. He leads an ostensibly ideal life with his loving wife, played by Jennifer Van Dyke, and their teenage son. But when he confides to his best friend that he's also in love with a goat named Sylvia, he sets in motion events that will destroy his family and leave his life in tatters. David Atkins and Jennifer Van Dyke join us now. David is in the studio. Jennifer is on the phone, and it's a great pleasure to have you both here. Thank you very much.
Thank you very
Thank
much
you.
For
good
having
morning.
Us.
Good morning. Good morning. All right, David, let us begin with you. First of all, great to see you.
Great to see you.
It just seems like a yearly pilgrimage for you to come over to talk about some cool show.
It certainly does.
So let's talk about this cool show, okay. Edward Albee, and what is it like being a part of this production so far?
Well, it's an amazing experience. You know, it's a play that really it makes the actor go really deep. And I think for all of us in the cast, we've had an amazing four-week rehearsal process that we are just, you know, really happy to get up and start sailing with this baby.
Tell us, and for ultimately for you, Jennifer, the same story?
Well, I have to say that the privilege of tackling Edward Albee's words is really, it's a mind bender and a tongue twister, and it challenges every ounce of both my thinking process and my physical well-being. It's a very physical play, and that's a lot of fun, and also requires an incredible. It's tightrope walking every night. You know where you start and you know where you have to get to, and you're not quite sure what's going to happen in the middle, and that's thrilling.
It's also interesting to note that the Albee estate requires a four-week rehearsal process for all of his plays.
Really? Now,
yeah.
Is that what they feel it takes to get it right?
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does. And I think they're right. The language is, as Jennifer just said, it's intricate. And it's natural and natural at the same time. When you're first working on it, it doesn't feel like it's natural language. But when you finally get it, it feels like it's exactly perfect and coming, you know, right out of life.
And it does take fully 4 weeks to have those words get into your body and soul. And it's really interesting. Our director, Eric Hill, at one point said, we will find the moment when Albee enters the room. And he wasn't kidding. It was a very particular, maybe it was different for each of us, but for me, there was a very particular rehearsal where something clicked in a new and astonishing way. And the words, yes, they were all of a sudden the only things that could be said in the particular order that Albee has written them. And that's very exciting.
When you mentioned this about getting your head around the words, Jennifer, of just trying to figure all of that out, and at that point, once you have the language, then does the understanding come with that almost instantly, or do you still have to unpack it a bit?
Well, for me, it's always physical. A play is performed in a theater in front of a group of people, and you're a body moving through space, and the audience is there to see what happens and to see what story is being told. So for me, the language has to be so completely inside you that then. But for me, I can only find that by inhabiting it physically. So it's about moving the space, and in this, I don't want to, you know, give any spoilers, but things get, shall we say, tossed around in this production, and figuring out how to throw things and what that means and where a person, goes and moves and what that does is all part of the process. So it's a very a 360 experience, and we're at the Unicorn Theater, which is a thrust, which means that the audience is on three sides of us.
Yes.
So it adds to the intimacy of that experience on all counts, on ours and theirs.
You just become awash in the language.
Sure.
Yeah.
Which is beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us about your character.
Well, I'm the tragic hero. The subtitle for The Goat is... Jennifer, what does he call us?
It's a definition of tragedy.
Exactly. And so it follows the journey of a tragic hero, which is my character. And
I thought it was mine.
Well, that's, yes. I think we all feel like we're a tragic character in this play. But
you have until June 15th to duke it out.
As we do on stage,
yes,
quite
exactly.
Literally almost. So he's a tragic character. But the thing about the tragic character is he's an everyman. So my job is to, in some ways, is to... make sure that the audience identifies with my character. And he comes in with this huge problem, which shifts the world of everyone in his life. And, you know, Albee said that the play was about love, loss, and tolerance. And I kind of take a little adaptation to that, which is love, loss, and what we are willing to normalize, which has become a big topic in our lives these days.
Yes.
So it's people come in and they see the extraordinary and identify with it and then start asking themselves questions.
And Jennifer, your character?
I play Stevie, and Albee very particularly doesn't give a lot of details in terms of what her career is or what her past is. She is the wife of Martin, who is... you know, so often we have to ask ourselves when we do plays, what is it about this day that why is this playwright choosing this day to make a play about? And it all takes place in our living room, and we've had a very well organized life that all of a sudden gets turned upside down. So it is a woman who likes to. I play a woman who likes things to go in a certain way and has raised a son and supported a husband who has a very successful architect career and career as an architect. And everything gets turned upside down, and everything that I thought I understood, I don't. It's a play about fidelity as well. It's about long-term relationships and what happens when the person you love turns out to be not the person you thought they were. And then what does that say about you? Who are you
right. If
the person you thought you knew is not the person that you now know? And right. Albee asks that question a lot. He asks, and he literally italicizes certain words. So I have the phrase, who am I? Who am I? And he asks for different stress. So he's constantly asking that about the characters in the play, and we have to ask that about ourselves.
When it comes to the reaction that you've gotten so far, what has that been like?
Well, we've had... It's wild and woolly. We have people leaping to their feet, and I think we have some people who their jaws are just dropped to their chest.
Is that some sort of emotional exhaustion, do you think?
Absolutely. I think so.
Yeah.
But it's also, it's asking questions that we're not used to having asked in the theater, you know? I think Albee really wanted to turn the whole idea of theater onto its head and ask what is unacceptable. And he does ask that question.
And there's also a lot of laughter, and it is sometimes in wildly unexpected places, and then other times, every time you think there might be a reaction. I mean, it's a very interesting. People are having very personal reactions, so
sure.
There's not one response, but you hear a response on one side and the other side of the theater, and people are having their own journey. Let's put it that way.
Well, when you enter a goat into the equation,
yeah.
Right?
Have you seen this play?
Yeah.
I mean,
I have. It's been a while, but
right.
I have seen it.
Do you remember feeling shocked by
yeah.
it at all? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, almost exhilarated.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, I love really gripping, depressing drama. I love, as Jennifer was saying earlier, of that idea of having it in a small space being intimate and having it just sort of, you know, take you over and shake you.
It really does. I mean, I think
I love that.
The whole theater is absolutely transformed. The space is completely changed by the time the audience is walking out at the end of the evening.
Yeah. And,
and I do.
You go ahead,
I have
Jennifer.
To give a shout out to our props department. They are very busy in this production. They have a lot to do because things have to be replaced every evening, and I don't want to say more than that. But they are
hopefully not the actors.
And very dedicated.
You bust up the joint is what's happening.
That's right.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Is it now? Had the two of you ever worked together before?
We worked together last summer. In Petrified Forest.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So is that?
And when I heard that David was doing this, I there was just no question that this I wanted to go on this journey with David. This is it's been a thrill. It's really
yes.
And I have to give a shout out also to Josh McCabe and Evan Silverstein, who are
Thank
other
you.
Cast members who play our friend and son respectively, because they are it's quite a company. It takes a lot out of all of us to do this every night. Happily, we all enjoy each other.
When you think
so
of the
that works out
absolutely. When you think of the checklist of all the things you have to worry about on a production, does it take one thing off the list when you know that you're working with someone that you worked with before, because you know that there's already that sort of language that you have figured out in previous productions?
Sure, for me, absolutely. When Jen agreed to come on, there was a big sigh of relief, in a way, because I knew that we would be able to go the distance with each other on this type of material. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it is, it's an amazing work. Berkshire Theater Group's production of Edward Albee's The Goat, or Who is Sylvia? It runs at the Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, through June 15th. Do you have anything else on the docket this summer?
No, I don't. I don't.
All right. So you're
be free, fancy free.
And how about you, Jennifer? Anything else going on this summer for you?
Nope.
Did we lose Jennifer? We may have lost Jennifer. Maybe she thought it was over.
Oh.
Which it sort of is.
It
but
is.
That's all right. You got the last word?
Thank you so much for having
I'll
us.
I'll give you that. It's always a great pleasure to have you here, David. Thank you very much. And our thanks to Jennifer Van Dyke as well. Berkshire Theater Group's production of Edward Albee's The Goat, or Who is Sylvia, runs at the Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge, Massachusetts through the 15th of June. For showtime and ticket information, you can go to berkshiretheatergroup.org. BerkshireTheaterGroup.org. David Atkins, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC. See?